This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are still officially three people missing in the mudslides in Montecito, California, of a week or so ago. Tons and more tons of mud and debris are still making travel in and out of Santa Barbara a challenge, to say the least. A solid stretch of Highway 101, the main north-south route in that area, is expected to stay closed at least through the weekend. And yet, people still have to get around, and they have to get to work. KQED's Stephen Cuevas spoke with commuters as they tried to figure things out.
It usually takes Mitchell Guzman about 40 minutes to get from Ventura to his job in Montecito, but today, with the area's main commuter lifeline, the 101 freeway, and other major roads damaged and swamped with muck, it'll take more than twice that by boat.
It's a beautiful morning here in the Santa Barbara Channel. Once again, welcome aboard.
A pair of whale-watching companies are running emergency commuter ferries between the Ventura and Santa Barbara harbors for workers, first responders, and medical personnel like Guzman, at a cost of $32 per trip.
They didn't go to work at all last week.
It's his first day back at work as a full-time in-home caregiver. His wife, also a caregiver, has been looking after their elderly client in Montecito since the storm and landslide struck. She'll rotate out when Guzman arrives. On the upper deck of the ferry, Bill Pintard is talking about the latest news about the landslide.
This is my first day since the floods to go to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Because we can't get through.
He has friends and acquaintances who got hurt or perished in the storm or lost homes. Pintard lives on the edge of Montecito. He's headed to Santa Barbara for some business meetings, then to see a friend laid up in the hospital.
And he got washed down to Highway 101 in San Ysidro, and he broke his back. His father didn't survive. He survived. This whole thing is really sobering, and it's really hit every one of us to our very gut, to our very heart, and our soul.
The temporary commuter ferries aren't as packed as they were last week now that Amtrak's Pacific Surfliner is back in service. Amtrak is running extra trains along the Santa Barbara-Ventura coast at about half the cost of the sightseeing boats. And as it chugs slowly along the tracks through Montecito, you can spot crews from Caltrans and the Army Corps of Engineers still clearing mud, boulders, and tree limbs from a miles-long stretch of the 101 freeway. Officials hope to have the freeway reopened sometime next week. In Ventura, California, I'm Stephen Cuevas for Marketplace.